It's Friday, the weekend's basically here, and that means it's time for your weekend prep, a quick look back at the week and a simple checklist to keep you safe.
And we've got plenty to talk about. First up, Android users, listen closely. Researchers found around 200 flaws in Android that could be exploited.
200? That's a lot. What kind of flaws are we talking about?
They are called zero days, bugs that Google didn't know about. They could let someone take over your phone or steal your data. Google's patching them, but it shows you need to keep your phone updated.
So the takeaway there, if you've been putting off that software update, do it this weekend. It's the easiest security win there is.
Next, another reason to be careful on Google Play. Cybercriminals have been abusing the early access feature to push thousands of deceptive apps.
Early access is meant to let you try new apps before they're fully released. But scammers are using it to get malware onto your phone.
They make the apps look legit, sometimes even copying popular games or tools. Once you install, they can bombard you with ads or steal your info.
So how do you spot them? Check the developer name, read the reviews, and be wary of apps that ask for lots of permissions. And if it's a brand new app with no history, maybe wait.
And it's not just phones. Checkpoint found two critical flaws in VPN software that could let attackers run code on your device without you even knowing.
VPNs are supposed to protect you, but if they're not patched, they can be a way in. So if you use a VPN, check for updates today.
Now, a quick look at the wider picture. Darkwatch has been busy this week, nearly 500,000 captures, almost 9,000 entities, and over 1,500 alerts.
That's a lot of activity. And there are 5 active targets being monitored. But remember, we don't name them here, just know that the threat is real and we're watching.
So for your weekend checklist, let's keep it simple. 1. Update everything, your phone, your computer, your apps. 2. Check your privacy settings on social media.
3. If you use a VPN, make sure it's up to date. And 4. Have a chat with your family about scam texts and emails. A little awareness goes a long way.
And 5. If you see something suspicious, report it. Whether it's a dodgy app or a phishing email, reporting helps protect everyone.
That's your weekend prep. Stay safe, stay updated, and we'll see you Monday.
Thanks for listening. Have a great weekend.